This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Levering Elections for Change. The Acorn London organizers working in East Brixton thought they'd try to see what might happen with a combination training, workshop, and fundraiser. The topic they settled on, given that elections are on people's minds for both 2015 and 2016, were how community-based groups could use the opportunities they present for accountability to advance the agendas of their constituency or make progress on their issue campaigns. All of which found 15 of us in an upstairs room of the Apple Tree Pub in central London ready to tackle the topic. Diversity of the groups represented was wide. A union activist from Unison involved in trying to organize Polish members of the union. Two organizers from the National Students Union representing 7 million UK students. Two organizers from the National Autism Association with branches throughout the country. The director of Generation Rent, a UK tenants campaigning organization, an organizer for the 37,000 member Action for Happiness, and several other independent community activists and organizers. With such a mishmash of diverse interests, you might think the meeting should have been moved downstairs in the pub, closer to the hard spirits, so they might be able to make it through. But in fact, it was fascinating how deeply engaged people were in figuring out the opportunities in the 2 hours we spent together. After introductions and a half-hour presentations of some of the key history, principles, and Acorn's own experience in using elections to prove the base and win on everything from living wage elections in the U.S. and Canada to huge slum improvements in Lima and potable water in Mexico City, we broke the group into three to discuss the questions more intimately. Central to these discussions was determining the strength of each organization's base, actions that can be taken on specific campaigns, and follow-up necessary to convert the issues and opportunities into power. It felt like the floodgates had been opened. A buzz of discussion and animated back and forth poured from every one of the small groups. Everyone wanted to share their experiences, good, bad, and ugly. One group, in looking at their base, ended up with an interesting discussion on leadership and staff relationships that clearly had been much on their minds and looking for a forum. Another ventured more deeply into tactics and actions. Another vented frustration with the new gagging limits on their activity. Ridiculous situations they now found themselves confronting in so much of their organizing. In reporting back, the discussion was high-pitched. Whatever their cultural rumor is about the much-vaunted British Reserve, it turns out when the topic is related to community organizing, it's no holds barred and ready to go 15 rounds. There's a hunger here, and we might just be stumbling into something big. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.